This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the music's gone.
Where's the Wiggins America? Do you have it? I can just play this.
We're going to
play.
Un momento.
Brad's out today, if you haven't noticed.
No, that's all right.
See, you want to know what the issue was here?
Yeah, I do.
So I heard it in my ears because I had it
in
queue, but I had it potted down.
He did just look up at it.
So like, I was literally like,
why aren't you guys talking?
Take two.
Let's do this one more time.
Wiggins! Yeah. Oh!
Wiggins! The bee or not the bee.
And that ended up being flawless.
I was going to say, the execution second time was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a lot of pieces to play and make them all hit at the same time.
The funny thing is, it
went silent. Really,
I was so happy. I was like, okay, good. We sound good. I was like, oh, wait, it wasn't on here.
It's right. Silent in here, and we're all just looking at each other like,
where's the music? I'm like,
who's going to say it?
Well, the darkness was playing there. That was kind of fun. All right, this is the B or not the B. These are a bunch of headlines, some of them real, some of them satire from the Babylon Bee. You got to tell me which is which. First one. What do you think my policies might be? Kamala Harris asked CNN's Dana Bash during interview. Let me do the emphasis a little bit different here. What do you think my policies might be? Kamala Harris asks.
What? B.
It's pretty obvious that this is the B, Ethan. Okay, yeah. You can agree. It says, teaser footage from the interview indicated that Kamala's 4D chess move
4D chess.
Came
Everybody
shortly
loves the 4D chess.
After Bash peppered her with the hard-hitting, obviously hostile question, what are some of the core policies you'd like to enact as president? Quote, well, you see, Dana, that's a question you asked me right there, Kamala answered
collectively
cunningly.
Just agree to call her Dana.
I do, too.
I don't think you can do that with people's names, but...
I guess you can just be like, no, my name is Rianne. You have to call me that now.
I think you can do that these days.
I think you can. Kamala answered cunningly, winding up for a shrewd turnaround. What do you think my policies might be? Bash reportedly shuddered a little and hesitated, causing Kamala to follow up her with another absolute banger of a line. Let me answer your question this way, Kamala continued. Why don't you guess what my policies are, and I'll tell you if you got it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant.
Exactly.
Absolutely brilliant.
Okay, that's the B. Tell me if this one's the B. Five guys down to just two guys after California minimum wage increase.
Yeah, I saw this one.
Did you?
Yeah. I almost sent it to you, but then I was afraid you wouldn't. Then
I wouldn't use it?
Yeah.
I thought this sounded like it could have been a humorous headline to a real story, so that's why I chose it. But yeah, it is the B. We had to let go of Chad, Ben, and Tyler. Now it's just me and Matt, said Jim Morrell, one of the original five guys. Which sucks because Matt is really annoying.
I wish his name was something other than Matt.
Why? Do you love Matts?
No, I just wish it would. I mean, Brad and Ryan are pretty common names.
Mm.
Could have been a Brad or a Ryan.
You really had to pause there and figure out what word you wanted to use.
I know. What are you going to say?
Went with common.
I was going to say average, but I didn't want it to sound mean, so I changed it. Because I didn't mean average in the sense as in inadequate, but now that we're here, I'll explain myself. I actually paused because I wanted to say something that was nicer, and now I regret that decision.
No, you did a good job because I walked away feeling like a pretty tall dude.
Average.
Now I'm back to 5'9".
But you are the most average person I know.
Thank you.
Top notch, middle of the road.
You know, I probably embrace
so sweet.
That. You know, on my good days, I'd be like, yeah, you know, you're darn right I am.
Super average.
All right. Democrats hold Hotties for Harris party complete with Plan B abortion pills.
Hey, that's real. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm rolling with it.
This is real.
Dang it.
And this came, it was during the DNC. Democrats held a Hotties for Harris after party a few evenings ago featuring pregnancy tests and UTI medication.
Whoa.
Wait, there's more.
Whoa.
There was an abortion access skee-ball game. I kid you, this is real. abortion pills in gumball machines. Also featured was a prize wheel with blindfolds. I hate to use these words, but this is what was on it. Lube and condoms that said F Project 2025 on them as prizes.
Is there any, I mean, I know where the three of us stand, but how can anyone argue that this isn't just celebratory evil?
Yeah.
I mean, there are literal Bible stories of stuff like this taking place right before God's like, send some fire.
Right. Yeah.
Send some water.
This, at the bottom of this, it says it took place in Gomorrah. I made that part up. Sorry.
That would have been the B.
That would have been, that's the B part, but the rest of that's all real. There is a little bit more. It says the Hotties for Harris wall included pictures of, so this is the Hotties portion, Nancy Pelosi, Travis Kelce, and Tim Walz, while the wall of weirdos included pictures of Marco Rubio, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and Tim Scott.
Oh, I'd vote for all of them for anything if it could be representing me. Do you, listen, if you want to use the title of your party to be Hotties for Harris, does it matter if they're not really hotties?
Well, that's why I wanted to read that last paragraph with Nancy Pelosi on the Hotties wall and Tim Walz. Travis Kelce, sure.
Yeah, I know. You won't ever stop talking about him.
That's off air.
Not anymore.
Dang it. I'm reading a story right now.
Yeah. We get all of our Taylor knowledge from him watching shorts of Travis Kelce all the time.
Watch him in shorts all the time.
You know, I was a little bit... I was a little bit surprised in the first segment.
YouTube shorts. YouTube shorts.
In the first
whatever
segment.
Whatever floats your boat.
When you made
we're
a
talking about your boat. Go on, Ethan.
You made a comment about Kamala being more flattering to look at than Trump or Tim Walz, and I was honestly surprised that that didn't get any pushback from Ryan.
Oh, I would have, but she was on a tear.
She's kind of feeling it.
I got to let her go.
Were you respecting?
Yeah, I was respecting you.
Mm-hmm.
You are the most... down the middle speaker I've ever heard.
I'm usually pretty much to the right.
That's what I meant.
Are you saying I'm failing?
Yep.
Well, at least we understand each other.
Harris team asks if her mic can just be muted for the whole debate.
That's got to be the B.
That's the B. Surprise, surprise. Trump campaign senior advisor Jason Miller said in a statement, quote, there is literally no point in debate if one person isn't going to speak. Then Kamala's quote, fake quote, of course, is kind of long, but I'm not only the first female vice president, but the first person of color also. I'm a pioneer. You know, pioneers? They traveled across the country to find a new life for themselves, like I'm going to find new life in muting my mic. Laughter. So that I don't talk. That's why I should talk, right? I mean, why? Because a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I'm like a picture, a real moving talking picture.
Okay, I can't take any more.
Well, not
it.
The talking part.
Stop
laughter.
It. I don't even like the fake quotes of Kamala Harris's.
I knew that was long.
Better than
and
the
I'm like,
real ones.
It just keeps going. It just keeps going.
We have a Twitch person who said, why are you reading fake quotes? Is this news? No. The answer is no. It's actually literally fake news.
Yeah.
Which is why we said that.
We keep saying it in the segment, so I'm not sure how you could gather that we're reading real
but
headlines.
Thank you to our one Twitch viewer.
Yes. Thank you very much. Now, again, these just so if you're just tuning in.
Just now.
And you're on Twitch and you're the only person there. We're talking literally directly to you right now.
Yeah.
This is the B or not the B.
Forget about the thousands of people in St. Louis right now.
Yeah, yeah. The tens of thousands in their cars.
We're
talking to this one guy.
We've already spent more time on this than necessary.
If you hear a headline, what we're doing is a little game that we call B or not the B. Some of these are real headlines. Some of them are satire. You have to decide which ones.
And some of them are just for now, but will be true later headlines.
Right. Co-workers complaining about stinky cubicle employee surprised to find out she's dead.
Oh, that's real.
That's real. 4 days dead.
You saw this?
Oh. Yes.
This is real.
I didn't read the article because it creeped me out so much, but now I want to know more.
If you ever think you're neglected at work, be grateful that it's not this bad. That's how the article opens. Wells Fargo employee, doesn't say her name, died at a Tempe office, wasn't found until days later, authorities said. She scanned into work on August 16th. Security at the building found her name dead inside the building. 4 days after she clocked in after a colleague found her because several people had smelled a foul odor.
That's so sad.
But passed it off as faulty plumbing. Most of the employees in the division work remotely. So they didn't know she was even there.
Okay, that's what...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was curious of is how do you not find that out in the cubicle?
That's, I don't know. Like, how come it goes for 4 days before?
Yeah.
Dirk wants to say this is a perfectly average segment.
Thank you.
Totally. Thank you. That's what we're here
for. Thank you.
The YouTube live chat poll today is, who would you rather ride a roller coaster with, Trump or Harris? And we've got some of your comments coming in here. Jackie said, I'm with Trump because he would make me laugh. His windblown hair would be hilarious, and his firm grip, have you seen some of his handshakes, would be a great distraction. Let's get to Dirk's. He said, I chose Trump. Curious as to how his hair would look at the end of the ride. You know, he'd just let that sucker fly too.
Or it would look the exact same.
I don't know, because when he's at a event or something like that, he's always talking about, he'll be like, see, look, it's real.
Yeah.
He let Jimmy Fallon like rough it up a little bit.
But if the point was he was going to ride a roller coaster, I think he would have that thing just completely stiffed.
You know, in the world of influencer content and everything, wouldn't it be funny for people to interview Donald Trump on a roller coaster?
Yeah,
I'd feel like it. He'd be like extra honest, which not like we need. He's pretty straightforward.
He'd just be talking about the border.
Maybe,
same thing.
Maybe he'd be really sweet. Yeah. I don't know. Let us know what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.